KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Oh, that is so 90s.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second hour.
Boy, I'm having problems today. Of The Usual Suspects, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel. I think we all are. First hour, if you missed it, was Jake Kaplan.
Pretty baseball heavy.
Yeah, all ready to cover some spring training baseball.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
No, go and check the podcast there if you missed any of that. And we've still got plenty to go as we saved some of the goodies. We did get into the Astrodome a little bit. Some of you had some things to say, but overall, if you missed it, the city approved $105 million to renovate the Dome. And I think we're all in agreement. It's about time to just make it a parking lot.
Something. I'm tired of talking about it, to be honest.
And stop dipping money into it. And try, if you want to try and get money out of it, the easiest way is if you can knock it down and just sell the parking spots, maybe it's the most economical.
I mean, who's going to run the parking lot? Is it going to be the county?
I mean, you can probably put machines. That's what people do all the time now.
Or NRG Park.
That's exactly what they're doing.
That's a good point, though, Nick.
Do you know, no, that's actually what they're doing at the Toyota Tundra parking lot. There's going to be no more
people.
Yeah, they're taking it out right now, and they're putting machines to where people don't even run it.
In the new parking lot across the street or the Tundra parking
lot? No, the Tundra parking lot.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll make things a whole lot faster for a parking garage that's already insanely difficult to get out.
No, it won't.
It's insane. Dude, you've been in there. Yeah, because it takes forever to get inside.
It's going to take longer.
That's what I mean.
Because people won't know how to use the...
I thought you meant it's going to...
It's already a nightmare. It's going to be a triple play horror story.
Let me give you a small sample size of what I go through. So in San Antonio, when I go out there and work the River Center Improv, they have a parking garage you have to park in. And it's all automated. So when you pull up, you push a button, you get a ticket. When you leave, that ticket has a barcode. And whether you get it validated or not, it's got a scanner like at the grocery store. And you hold that up there and it scans it. And then you have to pay. You put in your credit cards. The only way to get out. And I've sat in that line for 35 minutes because people can't figure it out. They can't find their ticket. I thought I got it validated. Now I need to back up. Can everyone in line back up so I can back up? Because
like
I can't
Drew
go forward.
So true.
That's
so
the Drew
true.
Brees commercial for SportsCenter when he's got the Mardi Gras RV in that line and he can't back it up.
And you're like, dude, just what do you... I walked up and paid a woman's parking just
so
to get the
get
line
the
moving. It's good. They're going to hate it.
And I think that's the reason why
they're stupid for doing it.
Parking lot owners are resisting that method yet, but it's so hard to say no to it when you're saving that much money. You're literally putting a machine and saving the salary of what? 3, 4, 5, 6 different people?
I get
maybe
that.
Maybe more.
But in a parking lot that doesn't have a gate, like the ones where you pull in downtown and you go to your, and you put a slot and you put a ticket in there, I get that. That makes sense because I can leave and there's no holding me up.
Even the Met
and if
Center
I don't
has that,
have, if I don't have it, then you're gonna tow me.
Yeah, but for like a parking lot for a venue like the Toyota Center, where there's what is it, 16,000, Joel? Dude, that's gonna be a lot.
It'll be a nightmare.
And they already need more lanes on the what is it, egress, the outward traffic. You got to have lanes in and out, but more importantly, to get people out, because that's one of the big bitches that people have is it's already slow getting in, but it's even slower getting out. And if you got a family with kids and you need to get them to bed, it's impossible.
It's gonna take
on
forever.
A weeknight.
Yeah.
Let's get through some of these calls. I guess we'll wrap up the topic. We've got two that want to wrap up the topic. Chris wants to get in here.
Which
on
Chris?
The Astrodome. Let's go Chris on the Astrodome first.
All right, cool.
Chris, what's up?
I actually work for the company that is doing the project. Can't name it, but it's a big one. Anyway, I don't know if you've seen the blueprints or know what it's about, but it's going to be a multi-level, seven-story parking garage on the inside with a mixed-use area above it.
What 1,400 parking spots?
Yeah. It's just, I mean, if you knock it down, you get how many parking spots in the footprint of that building? Or you get a smaller footprint, seven stories tall, with another area that you can lease out inside of it. So, I don't know. You're right. The financial ups and downs, it's a tough toss-up, but... It's more than just going to be, one more renovated stadium. So,
what do you know about But what do you know about the demolition costs?
He's hung up on this.
Yes,
he wants to be right.
Be, very, very
just as bad as you do, sir.
Environmental health and safety guy. Yeah.
Say it again.
What would be looking at cost wise, bottom line? Because we've got a little back and forth here on the estimates. What would it cost to just knock it down, demolition?
God, I mean, that $10 million on asbestos alone is probably a low number. I do environmental health and safety, and that's a big cost right there. But he's probably right, in like the mid-20s to mid-30 million.
Okay.
What's the environmental health and safety of? What's the environmental health and safety of rodents over 40 pounds?
I know, right? Better go in with a golf club. Right?
Yeah. You're going to spend $7 million on exterminators to carry out the huge rats, to ride them out and saddle them up and get them out of there.
Well, Pete will be
we
happy.
Just bring Shasta the cougar in there and let her loose for a few weeks.
That is great. Appreciate
there
the call,
go.
Man.
There you go, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too,
thanks,
bud. Thank
Chris.
You.
Appreciate it, man. And then the other one, Barry.
Yeah.
The last call on the dome.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if the intern mistyped this, but instead of O-U Mike, it says oh Mike.
O-H Mike.
O-H Mike. Mike, oh Mike, wants to talk here about the Astrodome. Mike, what's up?
The Astrodome. You can't tear it down. It's like Old Yeller. He just saved your life. You can't just shoot him like it was nothing. But, Joel, I'm wondering, are we done with Johnny on the Olympics?
A lot of people like him. I don't know. I mean, he is a different. Look,
I don't know if all the listeners have seen him though on the Olympics. He's kind of the best way I can describe it is like Liberace taking a dump in a box of Fruit Loops, and then somebody bedazzling the box.
And then there's that, Mike. I mean, I thought about the hair being a little bit too bouffantish, but at the same time, I knew your expert breakdown would be exactly spot on. Mike. Wow. I thought the first part of your call, it was going to be kind of like you waited all that time for that. But then you came strong and finished the call the way
I didn't expect. I was trying to wait for him to hang up. He never hung up.
Yeah, we didn't hear that.
Go ahead. This little noise. Go ahead, OU Mike, hang up.
I keep waiting for the Human Torch to come from behind and pat him on the back and say, flame on.
Oh, no, Mike. That's
enough. Now even we'll hang up on you, Nick. Now you can end that call. Yeah. You would have been better off to just be silent after the first two. You got a little controversial, but you got away with it.
I was just trying to keep it consistent.
Fruit Loops and the bedazzling was enough.
Have you caught yourself some Johnny Weir?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a – it doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't bother me either. No, seriously, it doesn't. First of all, I didn't realize Tara Lipinski's from Sugarland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. You knew that? I didn't
know
that.
Only because I lived there, but otherwise I probably wouldn't know.
I had no idea, but I think that the two of them are a good pair. I mean, literally, they team off each other. They still know skating.
I know guys like OU Mike it's going to bother them that Johnny Weir is flamboyant, we'll say. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It has no bearing on my life. It doesn't affect the way I live.
No.
Why would I give a crap what Johnny Weir does or what he wears or how he fixes his hair? I don't care.
The bottom line is if you're a figure skating fan or you're an Olympics fan,
you probably love it.
He gives you information.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Why do you care about anything else?
Barry, you have to understand, we used to have...
They don't make those in Oklahoma.
That's the nicest way I could put it.
We used to have Dick Button, and now you got Johnny Weir.
What?
Dick Button was the old analyst for figure skating for the Olympics.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, so you went from Dick Button to Johnny Weir. It's not that far of a
stretch. I got to say, with his name being Weir, and I'm surprised he didn't throw a Q in there at some point. That's OU Mike. That's what he would do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he would do.
There you have it.
I wouldn't do that.
Chris, we're going to get you on your bad Valentine's Day gift, I promise, coming back after the break, and then we'll continue to roll on. The Rockets are in Minneapolis tonight to take on the Timberwolves. We can talk about that. They have a new signing and probably another one on the horizon. We can talk about that as well, and we can talk about what you want to talk about if there's something you want to get off your chest and it's been on your mind. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour number two of the three-hour show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. And we continue to roll on and roll through. We covered the Dome. We covered baseball. We covered a majority of topics other than basketball. And bad Valentine's gifts was one of them. Chris has been holding patiently. Chris, we want to get you in here on your bad Valentine's gift. What's up?
All right. So I thought I was going to be really cool one day and buy my wife a memory card for the digital camera we had. It was one that it was like a 16 gig or something, ooh, and it automatically connected to the Wi-Fi of the house, okay, so that it would upload your pictures to your computer, to your cloud, whatever you wanted it to. 6 years later, the thing is still on the bookshelf, unopened.
It doesn't work or what?
Chris, at least that was the ending. You gave me the ending that I wasn't expecting.
It never got opened. I don't know if it worked or not.
So that's how much she liked it? Is she never opened it?
That's how much she liked it. She never even opened it.
Dude, that's a big fail. No.
Lisa's like that.
Really?
Yeah, Lisa's like that. She'll get things and be like, oh, yeah, it's great, and then it'll sit there.
No.
Well, hey, guys, y'all are doing great. Y'all keep it up.
Thanks, Chris. Crystal said, 1 year I got a blender. Not a fancy one either, just an empty and an empty jewelry box. That's messed up.
That's when love,
baby. I'm sorry, Crystal Collins. No woman deserves to get a jewelry box thinking, oh, yeah.
Well, maybe he was going to fill it up a little bit later.
Either that or you've been together too long and you know that it's just the thought that counts.
Yeah. That sucks, man.
Dude, I thought Chris's call was going to go another direction. Like, all of a sudden, he found out that photos that were uploaded were not what...
I did, too. Like, they did, like, some boudoir sitting between the two of them. And they accidentally uploaded to the family PC automatically.
Or
that's
worse,
what I was thinking.
I was at work one day, evidently, and all of a sudden, I see pictures of...
Yeah. That would be even worse. Yeah, maybe that's why she didn't open it. She was like, no, we don't need our business uploading to the computer.
Yeah, I don't know. But either way, that was a little worrisome. Okay, so the Rockets tonight in Minneapolis, they've got two games before the All-Star break. Good matchup against the T-Wolves. They announced the signing of Brandon Wright last night, so they've added a big man, and he was the first on the books. Joe Johnson waiting in the wings. Supposedly, that's all but a done deal and a foregone conclusion. He will be the next to join thanks to a buyout that he got from Sacramento after being traded. Initial thoughts on a game tonight where, I mean, look, Minnesota is a team that they have to pay attention to because they're playing better and better. They're well-coached. They've got a lot of talent. But overall, this is a team, unless they get a little complacent on a road trip in a cold city, they should take care of business.
They should. They should be favored on the road. I don't even know what the line is, but they should be favored. But you're right. This isn't when they played the Mavs. This isn't that kind of game where they should just walk right through this team.
Right.
It's not going to be easy. Minnesota sits fourth right now in the Western Conference, and I think you've got to go. I think what they need more than anything is if they can, like you said, you hope they don't look past them. I don't think that they will. They're on the road, but I just want to see who starts tonight at power forward.
It's an interesting proposition to see what they do.
Yeah, once was sending a message or just a day off, maybe a little bit of rest. But if
he keeps doing this day by day or game by game stuff, at some point he's going to have to name him the starter. If it keeps being on like a game by game basis, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's willing to put up with the media and give name the starter before each game. But I mean, we do talk about the starting lineup almost before each game, but I just don't see how you can continue to, just do it on a game-by-game basis. At some point, I think you have to make an official decision. That's just my personal
opinion. No, I'm with you. But I want to see who it's, if Ryan Anderson is coming off of the bench again.
I'm not mad if he's coming off the bench.
I'm not either, but I think then you're going to see, okay, that's two in a row now.
Yep.
Specifically, two in a row.
It's got to be a red flag for Ryan.
Yeah,
at least,
for sure. And the other one is if Wright plays right away, what is that message sent to Tarik Black? Like, yeah, I mean, and I think the message was already pretty clear before, but this is one, like I said, this is Montrezl Harrell of a year ago, but Montrezl Harrell at least gave the fans an inkling of the fact that he could play enough that they were hankering for him to get more time, and they just realized, look, if you're not one of D'Antoni's guys that he trusts, you're not going to play. And I think Tarik Black, as you saw early in the season, Nick, at some of those home games, especially when his number was called, he had more turnovers than good plays, and D'Antoni was like, okay, I'll mark that down.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it on the little roster sheet when it says coach's decision, and you kind of knew he wasn't going to get any minutes. I think it's one of those situations, like you mentioned, man, he just didn't trust. He doesn't trust Tarik like he didn't trust Montrez in the playoffs, at least for now.
And I think when you're from a fan's perspective, last year you felt like Montrezl Harrell could make a contribution to this
Absolutely.
Team. That he gave them a spark, you know, albeit not a great one, but he gave them a spark off the bench. He would run. He was athletic. He could run the pick and roll.
He was energetic.
He would block some shots. He would hustle. You know, he wasn't great at anything, but he wasn't horrible at anything either. I don't think the fans feel the same way about Tarik Black. I think when they see Tarik Black come in, they're like, "Nah, well, either the game's out of hand or there's an injury issue."
And have you seen Montrezl Harrell's numbers with the Clippers this year? Granted, he's getting a lot more minutes, but he is
putting up some
killing
stats?
It. Yeah,
so, it doesn't surprise anybody, I don't believe.
Well, from the perspective of, look, you could see he had talent at Louisville, so you knew he could play. And it was just one of those things where whether it was a personality conflict or D'Antoni just didn't trust him, regardless of how good he was, it's unfortunate, but you just have to swallow the pill. He's not going to play.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have whatever Tarik Black brings or doesn't bring, and they signed him to a contract where they thought he could do some things, if he's not going to be that guy, then find someone who is. And the other thing is that you're not limited. You're signing these guys for the rest of the season. But again, as long as you're okay, possibly going a little over the cap too, if someone does get freed up later on, there's still options for you, but at least this guy gives you a better option right now
than
who you have.
Yeah, and just for the record, since I mentioned it, I looked it up. The Rockets are 2.5-point favorite, if anyone cares.
Okay.
So not a big number on the road, but they are still favored slightly.
And if you want to go to sportsmap.com, I did a hot take today on the acquisitions of Wright and Joe Johnson, what they mean to the team.
Okay.
And you can check that on sportsmap.com.
Is it video?
It is.
Ooh.
It's sexy. It's just flat sexy.
Did you pop a nipple out, maybe? Something like that?
That'll be for the viewers to have to find out.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, one Valentine's, I set up a romantic evening complete with hotel room and new lingerie. Mm. She went ahead of me to wait until I got off work and proceeded to get off with another guy.
Oh, man. No.
Wow.
That's, well, that's a poor choice of words.
I hope they weren't married.
That stinks.
Yeah, I hope they weren't married.
They're not anymore.
Because they weren't anymore. Exactly right.
Wow, that's horrible.
That's harsh.
Ouch.
All right, we're at the midway point. That means 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. We're going to continue to roll on. We'll take a quick break. You do too, but don't go anywhere because we'll be coming back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects. Second half just getting started. We already left you with 90 minutes of pure radio gold, so why not
gold,
finish strong?
Gold, I tell you.
Right? Right.
I mean, I don't know if that was true or not. I kind of mailed it in, I'll be honest with you.
Well, people are excited about the Astros, and that's what we did a lot of in the first hour.
Barry set the tone for the whole show when he said he really didn't feel like being here today. Well, let's have a great one then.
Is that bad? Should I not have said that out loud? Should I have used my inside voice?
No.
No? I mean, you know,
I'm just going to call you Kelvin Cato.
I'm always honest. I'm an open book when it comes to this show and the listeners and you guys and the people. I don't hide anything. I tell the truth.
We got
to
do a better job of provoking him when he's in a bad mood, though. But why the Kelvin Cato reference?
Because Cato was the guy that told me going for the big, when they had to win and get in the playoffs, was the guy that told me, yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care. I get paid either way.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me about that story.
And I'm just like, what? Biggest game of your career, chance to get in the playoffs,
and you're
giving me this?
Wow.
I don't even play, and I'm excited to go.
The chicks after the game.
Right? Donald Rogers said, a former boyfriend gave me a Valentine card addressed to his ex-wife a few years ago. One of the million reasons why he's former.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. How stupid do you have to be, by the way?
Well, yeah.
To just like do that, what, do you get a Sharpie and cross it out?
Dude, just go down.
Just do nothing.
They're $3 for a card. Is it not worth that? And you know what I mean by it. Is it not worth $3 to buy a new card?
And I saw this on, I want to say, like CBS this morning, flipping channels this morning. They now have vending machine like cards in bars and restaurants. So if you see someone that you're interested in, you can go to the vending machine and get like a quick greeting card with like a funny little anecdote that is, you know, that's basically like, hey, check me out, or hey, you're hot, or whatever. And like they're working. Yeah, so like if you don't have the confidence to go approach a chick at the bar, you can go get to the former cigarette machine to kick you out a greeting card. You can leave her a little note at the table.
Hey, I don't have enough to come over here and talk to you, so I got a card instead.
Does that even work anymore?
It can't.
I don't know.
He says it's working.
It was a whole feature.
I don't see how. If I'm a woman, I'm going to be like, look, if you want to talk to me, you need to come up to me. Don't bring me a card and let that do the talking for you.
That's what I would
You didn't even write it. Someone else wrote those words. I don't know. That just seems, whatever happened, just going up and be like, hey, you're hot.
Really? I mean, the worst that can happen is what? You get a drink in your face?
No, my friend will dance with your big friend. Don't worry about that. You want to dance? We're just practicing, Nick, for a couple weeks when we go to
it's gonna be fun.
Johnny B. Dalton's.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited, dude.
Johnny B. Dalton's is the spot, huh? It's official.
We're going to Conroe. If we're going to go country, we're going real country. We're not going to go country dancing in the middle of the city. We're going to Conroe. And Lord help us that we make it out alive.
I think we'll be fine.
Oh. You got a hat, Nick?
I do not. Actually, I do. I do.
Ooh. You have a cowboy hat?
I do. Not
that
mine,
get you some
but it was inherited. Huh?
That might get you some extra brownie points.
I have a few.
Would you wear it?
No, because I don't think it's the right size. It's like really nice. I've been wanting to sell it, actually. I forgot what the brand was.
I don't own a pair of boots. I mean, I own some rain boots.
I have a really old pair of boots.
I could wear some rain boots. I don't own a cowboy hat. I don't own a belt. Wait, I take it back. I do own a belt with a buckle.
A big buckle?
Yeah. It was. Those were in style about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I made a pact when I moved to Houston. No boots, no cowboy hat, no buckle ever.
Do you have a picture with that buckle?
I do not.
Did you feel like a champion when you wore that belt?
No, this was back, I don't know. This was, like I said, it was about 10 years ago.
No, there was like a 2 or 3 year, maybe a 2 year period.
Where dudes would tuck their shirt in and show you the buckle.
Yeah.
And then it kind of evolved into the douchey guys that would wear the white belt with the buckle.
It's probably the affliction guys. It's the affliction guys. Remember the affliction guys?
It's exactly.
Yeah, and then it evolved to untucked all the way around, but tucked in behind the buckle.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's completely idiotic.
Yeah. Yeah, that was around that time that I bought one of those. And I may have tried to do that tuck thing one time.
With an affliction shirt. Like a $65 affliction shirt, too. Don't even lie.
Or what was the other one? If it wasn't affliction, what was the one with all the like the skeletons with the bright colors?
It was affliction.
Guy's name. No. There was a guy's name. And they were like $100 a t-shirt. Ed Hardy. Yeah, Ed Hardy t-shirts were like $100.
I'm not going to lie. I dropped 40 though. I waited till I got the $10 discount.
I didn't have an Ed Hardy shirt.
T-shirt.
I was heavy. You have to remember though, I was really into MMA. I was deep into the scene. I was covering it. I had my own MMA website that was really popular. So I was, you are a reflection of your friends. And at the time,
Chuck Liddell did it. So you had to do it.
At the time, Affliction and Tap Out.
Yeah, we're all associated.
Whatever That's happened right. to Tap Out? Did they even exist?
Well, Mask passed away.
And it continued on after for a while, right?
But it just lost popularity like anything else. It's like saying what happened to Cross Colors or Sean John or whatever.
That sucks.
It's just kind of styles change, man.
Yeah.
Fashion evolves.
And I wanted to mention to you, too, speaking of features on TV, they did a nice feature on Ali Sadiq I saw the other day, too.
Yes. Yes. And if you're driving around the city of Houston, I believe it's 610 and 59 or 610 and I-10, there's a huge billboard up.
Really?
Yes. You know you've made it.
Yeah.
You know you're big stuff when they put up billboards. And by the way, not just a billboard in Houston in his hometown. There's one in Hollywood. He's got a billboard in Hollywood as well that's promoting his special coming up on the 23rd on Comedy Central. When I tell you guys that Ali Sadiq is the truth and and one of the biggest names to ever come out of this city in comedy, it's real.
That's big.
When are we going to get
and
our
the special
billboard?
Was good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good. No, the 13, the ABC 13.
Oh, yeah, the little feature on them. Yeah,
it was
great
good.
Stuff. It was really good stuff. Trey said, by the way, they're trying to get a billboard together with a GoFundMe page for you in Baytown.
It's not really a billboard.
Basically, they stole a lot of those political signs from people's lawns, and they're taping them together.
Well, it's not even that. It's on a sheet of 8x11 paper, and Trey just drew a stick figure and just put glasses on it, and then he just wrote Barry under it.
No, I think Barry is funny.
We're trying to raise $7 to get copies made, and then we're just going to put... No. Yeah, that'll never happen for Daddy.
Never say never.
The 23rd. In fact, if you guys want, I can try to get Ali to come in studio around
the time
it drops.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Yep, that would be very cool.
If he answers my calls,
you're a headliner now.
I doubt.
And a champion. With those two calling cards.
I am a champion. Don't mock my championship.
If you wear the buckle, I think you close the deal.
Real quick, now that we're talking about, you brought up ABC 13 and we talked Olympics. Have you been watching Channel 2's coverage at all?
Some.
What Art Rascone's son,
Jacob,
talks and looks exactly like Art Rascone.
Completely agree.
When we were watching the TV, I had not even seen him before. And he came on the screen. I looked at my wife. I said, I wonder if that's Art Rascone's son. And as soon as he started talking, we were like, yep, he talks just like his dad. And he does a great job out there. He is doing a great job.
He came from NBC National.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was doing National as a field reporter, and then they brought him back home. And it's just kind of awkward to have his dad on one station and him on the other.
But he's great. I really have because he was asking the guy, the Tonga flag bearer that was no shirt.
Yeah.
He was like, how do you do that? He's like, it's in your heart. He goes, all right, let me try this. And he started taking off all his clothes. And he didn't go shirtless, but he got down to like a base layer. It was really funny. I thought, man, good for him. He's having some fun doing it too.
He also did the thing where you don't have to be an athlete to participate in the sport of trading pins because it's big at the Olympics. I didn't realize this, but you come with, you know, they came with like the Olympic Channel 2 logo Houston.
Yeah.
And he can trade those. But like people from other countries and everything else, it's like a big deal. Just and then like you put them on your credentials, on the lanyards and things like that. You save them. But that's a big deal where you don't have to be an athlete and everybody collects and trades the pins.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. You heard the music die out, which means killed that.
That's my bad.
But other than that, that's because we just got information we got to get to you. So we got more of that, and if there's stuff you want to get to us, please reach out and touch. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. No hugs, but we can take your calls, texts, and tweets right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects in hour number two of the three-hour show. Barry, Nick, and Joel here. Jerry there. Jerry wants to talk about bad Valentines. Jerry, what's up?
Oh, I was going to say bad fashion trends, but we could talk about bad Valentines as well.
Don't be forced
into it. Whatever you call to talk about, Jerry, talk about
it. And when
you
start your call, give us the classic, hi-oh,
I'm sorry.
So we know who we're talking to.
Hey-oh.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, baby.
Hello, Jerry.
That's what I'm talking about.
This just turned into the Q Morton Zoo. What is going on?
Don't give Q another nickname, by the way.
I was messing around with the Alexa, right, and listening to you guys, whatever. If you go, Alexa, who's Joel Blank? It'll say, like on the app on your phone, it'll say, here is Joel Blank's Twitter account. And if you go, who's Barry Laminack? It goes, recipe for Barry Lemonade.
What?
Alexa's doing you dirty, Barry.
She said Barry Lemonade? What a bitch.
Barry Lemonade, yes.
Yeah, say, Alexa,
say
man.
That to Alexa. She,
ugh, she makes
you're
me
lemonade
sick.
You're Lemonade, and Joel is well known to the people.
Okay, that makes way. Sense.
I like
I'm
it.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Here's a Valentine's
next?
Day tip. Go to Costco and get your flowers. They have delightful roses for a mere $20. So don't go
how
to the
many?
Florist.
That's how
my,
many?
That's my Valentine's Day tip, for real.
How many?
And lastly, any guy out there that wears jeans with intricate patterns on the back, any intricate stitching or gemstones, I just want to fight you. So, you know, let you know.
Jerry, how many flowers do you get for $20 at the Costco?
A dozen.
I think it's like 2 dozen.
2 dozen?
See, smartass.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, it's at least 12.
I'm going there later. I'll send you a picture. No, I'm serious. They have a very nice floral department at Costco.
You shop there often?
Jerry, you just did your Johnny Weir impression, dude. That was great.
Yeah, when you're not at the Buckle.
They have a very nice floral department at Costco. It's amazing.
I got bored at the Buckle, and I was looking for some arrangements for my coffee table.
I go in there.
I was looking for some honeysuckle, perhaps some tulips. You don't have to the nearest floral department.
The combination that they put together, the combination they put together of the honeysuckles on the tulips, it's just fantastic.
Appreciate
oh my
it, Jerry.
God, fantastic. I mean, it's just delightful the way they do it there. They do a really swell job.
All right.
Did you say swell? Weird. All right, Jerry, on that note, happy Valentine's Day. We appreciate it.
By the way,
it.
Somebody texted us and said OU Mike's calls are like John and Lance's Gilbert. And I don't know if that was a shot at OU Mike or just the fact that they're entertaining. I have no idea what that was.
Are we doing...
Yeah, what is this?
Is this second time in a row?
No, that's OQ, Mike. That's Q.
Oh, that's Q again, which okay. is going to be the Q Morning yes. Zoo tomorrow.
It's OQ, Mike. Mike, Q, what's up?
Jeez.
Damn it.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Quentin? How's it going, man?
What's up, Q, dog?
Hey, I'm just hanging in. Hey, first of all, how the heck are you guys going to go country dancing if neither of y'all have a pair of boots? Next thing you know, you're going to go in some of those baggy jeans that hang down to the crack of your rear end. Come on, dude. You got to slap on some Wranglers, get your hat, get you some boots. Go nope. get you some Ostrich boots. Make an investment in this.
You paying for all this, bud? Because I'm not investing in all that just
yeah.
for one night.
Q, tell me why I would go out and spend all that money so that Nick can get some ass. That makes no sense. I'm not wasting my money on that. I can go up there and I can two-step in a pair of loafers. It's going to be fine.
Man, please tell me you ain't going to show up in your Jordans.
I mean, I might.
I knew that was coming.
It just depends on what I'm wearing that night.
And he hung up.
I mean,
you'd rather spend the money on the Jordans than all that get up. Besides that, you guys just talked about at least stretchy jeans are comfortable. Them Wranglers, especially man. When I
they
first
don't make
got
stretchy
down
Wranglers?
Here. No, but when I first I got down do. Here, and I'm sure you guys are very well versed in this, but people used to dry clean starch their jeans.
They still do.
That's
oh, yeah. That's
weird.
That's the cowboy way.
That's just weird.
That's also...
They would press the lines. The
like that's,
the
but that's
pleats.
like rappers do that too, though.
They do,
yeah. Starch down, and I'm rolling on 84. You like you never heard this? Starch down is a
well,
phrase
to,
in the rap community.
The starch started in the middle, but they also did that other little crease right at the knee. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but you wanted the crease down your jeans to cut people. That's how you just kick them and cut their jugular. That's, yeah, you wanted that starched.
Not me.
I'm with you. I don't starch my jeans. I never did.
I never wanted that crease.
But it's a thing. It's a thing.
It is or was? I think it's a was.
You think it's going away?
I mean, if you're still doing that.
Yeah, rappers are getting soft now. They're booty soft. They're like, they skateboard and, yeah, it's not the same. So, speaking of, Travis Scott got the keys to Mo City.
I saw that.
You see that over the weekend? Good for him. And then made the free throw at the Rockets game.
And there's he also a conspiracy theory.
And
Barry.
Has a baby.
Yeah, and the people were upset the wife didn't show up, only squeezing out the kid like less than a week ago or whatever. They thought she was going to be there. Was it Kylie Jenner? One of them.
Yeah, I don't know which one.
Yeah, and
then, it's Kylie.
And then there's the conspiracy theory that's out there as well. Travis Scott claims to have once been... was a Houston Rockets ball boy. There's a lot of people that believe that isn't true.
Really? They called him out?
Well, there's a lot of people that are thinking about it. But there's no verification to his claim.
Well, if you call him out, then he'll never show up to the Rockets games no more.
Oh, no. He's boys with James Harden. He'll show up all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't going away.
Okay.
No way.
You saw him take the first
shot. You want to call out James Boy like that?
I just said there are people out there that kind of question it.
I think you just did.
I'll live.
Are you questioning it?
No, I don't know. I don't think I go that far back, but I don't know.
Somebody said I still rock True Religion. That's not true. All right, we've discussed my...
You or them?
They said Barry still rocks True Religion. Not true.
Okay.
My jeans come from American Eagle. I think these are the ones I'm wearing today are from The Gap.
Okay.
So that's predominantly where I get my clothes. We've discussed this already. Everyone made fun of me for it.
I retweeted this, and I think it's worth a gander. But Sports Illustrated's new swimsuit edition, which I know will grab your attention alone, features LPGA golfer Paige Spiranak. If you haven't seen, Googled, or aren't aware of Paige Spiranak, it is worth your time and trouble. She may completely change the imaging of the LPGA.
Say it again.
Paige, P-A-I-G-E, Spiranak, S-P-I-R-A-N-A-C.
Okay. Oh.
Now, she had a little bit of a Twitter spat with one Britt McHenry, who you remember verbally undressed and cussed at a tow truck lot booth operator because her car got towed.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, she did all of that.
Yeah.
We all knew her so well. She got dropped from ESPN.
Yep.
Now I've told Nick she's trying to and aspiring to be a political analyst.
Like, what's her name? Lori. What's that blonde chick that's always on Fox News just saying stupid stuff and she's ignorant?
Tommy?
Yes, Tommy Lahren or whatever.
Tommy Lahren, but she's no longer.
Okay.
Oh, she's not?
So,
no. Well, that's what Britt McHenry wants to be now.
Exactly. So what does she do? She takes a shot at women posing nude to feel, quote-unquote, empowered. Isn't more empowering.
Empowered?
Empowered.
Oh.
Isn't more empowering than keeping your clothes on, go into an office or classroom like everyone else, and excel. SI swimsuits desperately wanting to compete with IG models and gimmicks. And that goes for men, too. She goes on, blah, 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 blah. And she says, different women feel empowered in different ways. It's not right to tell someone what they can and can't do. It's more about the person you are, the clothes you... Oh, I'm sorry. Paige said that. So Paige decided, because she's in the new issue, to say different women feel empowered different ways. It's not right to tell someone that what they can and can't do. It's more about the person you are on the inside and the clothes you decide or not decide to wear. My body, my choice. And Britt came back with, I agree it's your body to do what you want, but posing nude is a way to ascertain empowerment through vanity. I don't think, and this goes for both genders, it's the best way to receive reciprocal respect or empowerment, just my opinion. And then also followed it up by saying to Paige, you've literally cried at press conferences about how you're not taken seriously in golf. Anyone can pose naked, and yet this is your response to a civil discussion. You're both beautiful and attention-seeking. And Paige responded with, McHenry said, you know, you can just, it's your body, you can do what you want. Paige said, thanks, I will, and reposted one of her pretty much nude pictures. God love her for doing it.
Yeah.
It is extraordinary.
I mean, I can Google Britt McHenry bikini and something pops
Britt
up.
Britt has been an
Why
attention.
Is she judging?
She's all about attention. She's all about, you know, people are supposed to take her seriously, but she comes around as the foofy blonde. And then she didn't do well at ESPN or picking up her car from a tow lot. Don't hate on Paige.
No.
Please. Gentlemen will agree with me. Don't hate on Paige.
Just being catty. That's all. Yeah, I saw that. That's top quality work
that's
right there.
Pretty good.
That's
way good to go, Sports Illustrated.
That is good craftsmanship.
There you have it. Curves and can manage the ball around the fairway and green.
Oh.
There's that. Hey, two in the books, one more hour of the big show to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, please join us, 713-780-3776. Call, text, tweet, Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.